It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The 4th of July weekend ended in fireworks, this time in England, at Wimbledon. In one of the most spectacular tennis matches ever, Rafael Nadal beat Roger Federer in the longest singles final in Wimbledon's history. It was nearly dark when the five-set match ended. We reach Christopher Clary, tennis correspondent for the New York Times in London. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Epic is a word that's been used 4 hours, 48 minutes long. Sheer level of play made this pretty phenomenal. Describe just a couple of key moments in this match.
Well, I think Roger was beaten by Rafa in the final of the French Open 4 weeks earlier. He only won four games against him. So there was a lot of concern that this match might turn into a one-sided as well. But it could easily have become a three-set victory for Nadal. He was in position to break Roger midway through the third set. And if he'd done that, he would have won the match probably in straight sets. So Roger's ability, after a short rain delay, to come back and take that third set tiebreaker by serving so well and make it into a match was critical, obviously, for the flow of the match. Another important time came later in the fourth set when Rafa was up again in the tiebreaker, 5-2. He only needed to win two more points to win, and he had serves to do that. Normally, the way he plays, as mentally tough as he is, you'd think that would be the end of the match. But for the first time all tournament, I think the moment got to him there. He served a double fault and then played a weak point, let Roger back in the match, and then Roger saved two match points later in that tiebreaker with the last backhand that I think he'll always remember down the line, passing shot as Rafa came forward. And that made it into an epic because it pushed it into a fifth set. And down the stretch, you always felt in the stands watching the match that even though it was so close, that somewhere Rafa had a little bit of a mental edge. But it was so close.
Describe just briefly that moment at the very end, which was stunning, I think, for both players.
I think a five-set match, particularly one as extraordinary as that one, what makes them special is the emotional investment everybody has in it at that point. And you've been playing for almost 5 hours across rain delays, so you have all this built-up energy and built-up emotion over a long period of time. And in this case, this match was building up for years between Nadal and Federer. And then the second that Roger's forehand hits the net and his shoulders start to slump, Rafa goes down. Rafael Nadal goes down on the ground, and all that energy gets released. And what made it so interesting this time especially was that it was happening in near darkness, so it was kind of hard to see.
Yeah, that was the thing. This match lasted until 9:16, I think, exactly.
That's correct.
Which is still light, but almost dark.
It might have looked lighter on television than it looked in the stadium. In the stadium, it was actually feeling rather more like night than dusk, huh? And the flash bulbs were going off, and they had to warn the crowd to stop taking pictures because it was actually distracting the players. What's interesting about this is that really it will never happen again. And we say that all the time as sports writers. We always like to have our extremes and everything else, but it won't because the roof will be on the court next year. So there'll never be a rain delay like we had yesterday. A final, unless it goes 8 or 9 hours, will never finish in that kind of light again. So this really was the end of an era in many ways.
This was also historic with Roger Federer losing his bid to win his sixth Wimbledon in a row and then Rafael Nadal now having won the French Open and Wimbledon back-to-back.
Yeah, William Renshaw, rest his soul, is safe for a long time to come, I think. He is the 19th century British player who won six in a row, and Bjorn Borg tried and failed to catch him thanks to John McEnroe and their amazing final, and now Roger has tried and failed too. History was there. Bjorn Borg, who also had won five in a row like Roger, was sitting in the front row of the Royal Box. And on Nadal's side, he was playing to become the first Spanish man to win the title in singles in 42 years. And the man who did that last, Manuel Santana, was sitting two seats away from Borg. So all this is mixed together, and I think that's what made the match even more special. It would have been a great match if it had just been between Rafa and Roger without all the history involved, because the quality of tennis, the closeness of the match, the way their games match up left against right, add in the history elements and the build-up, and it became something quite extraordinary.
Christopher Clary covers tennis for the New York Times and the International Herald Tribune. We spoke with him in London about Rafael Nadal's victory over five-time champion Roger Federer in yesterday's Wimbledon final.